بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس الشديد بالسرعة إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said a strong person is not one who wrestles his opponent to the ground. A strong person is that person who controls himself at the time of anger. A strong person is not one who wrestles his opponent and pins him onto the ground. A strong person is that person who controls himself at the time of anger. So one should control one's anger because since it causes great harm to the person himself, and to others, to society. The fight against one's nafs, one's carnal desire, is more challenging than fighting the enemy. It requires a lot of patience. Person needs to swallow his anger, and therefore Rasulullah mentioned that a strong person, a wrestler, is not one who just puts his opponent to the ground. A real strong person, a true wrestler. A true strong person is that person who wrestles his nafs, controls his nafs at the time of anger. Anger in itself is not something blameworthy, but to misuse anger, that is blameworthy. And therefore, we have understood from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that where Allah Ta'ala wants us to be angry, there we should be angry. For example, on the battlefield, you're fighting the enemy, you're expected to be angry there. There are times when Allah Ta'ala's laws are violated, so a person should express his anger on that. But where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with a person becoming angry, he should not become angry. People often only vent their anger on their subordinates, people who they have authority over. But when it comes to their superiors, then they behave like sheep. There's a hadith of this narration, where a Sahabi by the name of Sulaiman bin Surad radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَجُلَانِ يَسْتَبَّانِ. Two men were arguing. They were quarreling. وَأَحَدُهُمَا قَدْ إِحْمَرَّ وَجُهُ. And one of them, his face had become very red. The person is angry, and you see the face turns red. And the veins on his neck were protruding. Rasulullah said, "Inni la'alamu kalimatan lo qalaha la dhahaba anhu ma yajid." I know a word, I know some dua that if this person reads it, then this anger that he is displaying will vanish. Lo qala a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, la dhahaba minhu ma yajid. If he only reads a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, the anger will disappear. Why? Anger comes from shaitan. Anger is from shaitan. And therefore the person should read, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَقَالُوا لَهُ إِنَّ النَّبِيَ يَسْلُمْ قَالْ تَعَوَّذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Immediately they tell this person that Rasulullah has asked you to seek protection in Allah from shaitan. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person becomes angry, then he should go make wudu. Why? Wudu cools the person, just like how water cools the fire. Anger comes from shaitan. And so the wudu, the person who makes wudu, he will cool himself. He will cool this anger. He will not give vent to his anger. If he's standing, he should sit. If he's sitting, he should lie down. Ulama explained, he should move away from that place and not be at the place where he is becoming angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِدْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Should shaitan provoke you, then seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is all hearing, Allah ta'ala is all knowing. There are great blessings for a person and virtues and rewards for a person who suppresses anger at the time of becoming angry. If he suppresses anger, there are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that gives a person great rewards. In one narration, it is mentioned that Allah Ta'ala will fill the heart of that person who suppresses his anger, despite having the ability to give vent to his anger, Allah Ta'ala will fill his heart with peace and iman. Bil amni wal iman. Allah Ta'ala will give him peace and iman. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, we controlled ourselves. Now after the month of Ramadan, we must continue. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.